Smitty, are you there with us this morning?
I'm here, my man.
Good to have you with us. Margaret Freddie's also here with us.
Good morning,
Hello,
Joe.
Hello, Margaret. Glad you got, well, I'm not glad you got rained on, but I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it's nothing wrong with a little rain.
We don't need
rain.
The rain, but,
Well, it had been dry for a whole week.
Yeah.
So,
it
rained
for 45 minutes. It didn't wash the day out. That was fine.
Yeah, I mean, the sun was back out.
Inches at a time, baby. Inches. That's the good news. Now, we didn't get anything washed out on Friday. That was the good news as well, as the high schoolers were out and about. We've got plenty of action going on with, as we mentioned, football final week of scrimmages going on. We've had golf and everything else. But we're going to put the ball in the back of the net to get things started as soccer takes center stage in Monroe County Sports Spotlight.
Well, by night's end, they'll open up week number 3 of the fall season on the high school bead. We will have added boys tennis and girls soccer to our playing agenda for 2015. Both North and South held soccer jamborees Saturday. Junior Ping Showalter and freshman Abby Cannon had goals as Tony Starks' North Cougar girls blank B&L 2-0. They'll turn around and play for real tonight at Bedford North Lawrence in the season opener. The Cougs also scrimmaged the South girls. They lost 1-0. Coach Tony playing a young lineup the final 13 minutes consisting of a junior, 3 sophomores, and 7 freshmen. Both teams kind of struggled some to possess the ball and create goal-scoring opportunities, but that's what Saturday was for. Now the real stuff starting tonight for North. Mentioning South, Ian Rickerby's crew, they'll open at home at 7 o'clock against Martinsville. Mike Hawkins' Edgewood girls will open at Cascade. Over on the boys' side, Galen Cassidy's fellas and South played 0-0. Zach Vellman had both goals in a 2-0 scrimmage win over B&L. All 3 Monroe County tennis crews play tonight. South with senior Will Pekarski leading the way opens the Columbus East. As the Panthers have a new head coach and Joe Yonkman. Ken Heidinger's defending sectional kings. They'll open at home against Martinsville tonight. One of Coach Ken's deepest teams here this fall. Seniors Zach Wise and Brian Emmons, Jory Schaup, and Ben Chapman are all back. Junior Scott Bodie, sophomore Mac Rogers, who won his share of matches last year as a freshman. So the Cougars look for a big year. Meanwhile, senior Chris Weaver plays number 1 for veteran Doug Ouls out at Edgewood, who's home tonight against North Davies opening up 2015. Elsewhere, senior Cherise Otter of South won the Providence Invite Medal in a one-hole playoff after a 2-under-70 over the tough Champions Point course on Saturday. Dustin Carver's 12th-ranked Panthers finished 5th overall as a team. Senior Emma Fisher was 2-over-74. Missy Ringler's Edgewood Mustangs open up the week. They'll play over in West Terre Haute at West Vigo tonight. Volleyball and boys soccer will get rolling on Tuesday night. First matches and games of the year. Friday Night Lights, week number 1, preseason ranked number 2, Columbus East at Martin Memorial against the North Cougs of Scott Bless. South plays at B&L, Mitchell at Edgewood. Choctaw and Scott Bless at 6:30 from Martin Memorial. Scott opening up his 11th season on Friday night. Terry Stoltz and Dave Novak in the zone, and your calls tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I almost forgot about the Hoosiers tonight, Joe. I didn't. I told my wife, that was the first thing I told her before I went to bed last night. Hey, don't forget, I've got soccer tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Then I came in here and said, hey, David, Dave and I are going to wrap up the PGA. We're going to talk about Colts football.
No,
and,
you're not going to do that, Glass.
We're not. We'll do that on Wednesday. We'll do a little bit more of that.
Yeah.
No question about it. How good is Jason Day, Joe?
Pretty good, and it was great to see the young man finally break through and win a major, and he won it in big-time style in record-breaking fashion. Wow, 20 under par on that course, are you kidding me, man?
Yeah, I guess the TPC South one down there in Memphis where they get 9 under to win, it's
wow.
A big-time course. Pete Dye's course. Pete Dye's always been known, Joe, if you hit it in the right spot, you're going to get rewarded. I just didn't think that many guys would hit it in that many right spots over that. Jordan Spieth was 17 under, Joe, and didn't win. It wasn't close.
No.
He was solo second. He was He was 17 under par, 267, and wasn't in the conversation, or whatever that is, 271, and wasn't in the conversation.
Yeah, well, he's in the conversation now only because moves to number 1 in the world. And for his efforts, I mean, he still won over $1 million and finished 3 shots behind Day. So he moves to the top
he
in
does.
The world.
Well, all right, we'll talk a little Colts football, Reds baseball, yep. And the IU beat coming up at 8:45. Sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan. We'll be here.
And we'll see you tomorrow night. Sports Talk, the new season live at Yogi's.
Who's
the guest coming up next week? Or
Looking
tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. Commissioner Bobby Cox is coming down
to
join us, and Dr. Jeffrey Smithers will join us. He's an orthopedic surgeon for Southern Indiana physicians, and we'll talk a little about concussions and how to avoid them, not only for our high school athletes, but for our weekend warriors as well.
8:48 at WGCL. Joe Smith time here on a Monday morning, 7:45 and 8:45. Joe pops in and says, hey, after a busy weekend. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Hey.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're here, we're here, and we are all together.
Yeah, Margaret.
That's good stuff.
All here.
The gang is all here, and we're back to normal. We'll have the full Monty of everything going on, and boy, oh boy, high school football returns to the airwaves Friday. Columbus East, the number 2 Olympians in 5A. Visit the North Cougars. Chalk Talk with Scott Bless at 6:30. The Kick at 7 for 9 consecutive weeks. Joe, what year is this of high school football on W60?
66.
My goodness. So there's not a fancy anniversary for that, but we know that's been plenty of them. A great a pillar in the community, and you can see our broadcast schedule of all the high school games at WGCLradio.com. We've got a busy weekend, and this is, Joe, this is not a busy weekend in all sense of the word busy. It's busy because it's getting started, and it's not going to stop moving forward. Kick us off. I'm here to listen.
Well, I tell you, the movement towards fitting in the pieces and working on the depth and finding out about as much as he can about his 2015 Hoosier soccer squad. Coach Todd Yeagley is on the pitch with his team at Armstrong tonight, a little preseason exhibition, 7:30 against Valparaiso's Crusaders, actually the first of three exhibitions this week. Western Michigan coming in Thursday night, Marquette Saturday, up at the National Soccer Festival in Fort Wayne before the regular season. Putting the pieces together, the process as we move forward now in week two of fall camp for the Booters. Leadership is certainly not a question mark. Guys that have been there, done that, been around the block once or twice. Tanner Thompson, Grant Lillard, Matt Foldesee, goalie Colin Webb's back, Derek Creveston, senior veterans Femi Holliger Jansen, Kyle Sparks, just to name a couple. A lot of promising newcomers ready to blossom and, well, take their next step forward this week as they start their collegiate careers. Amy Burberry's women lost 1-0 last night. They had an exhibition down at Louisville. They'll open the season Friday. It's the Hoosier Classic already. Virginia Tech will kick off things. Opponent number 1, 7 o'clock on Friday night. Amanda Janney's first field hockey squad plays Wednesday afternoon. They'll have a preseason game over in Oxford, Ohio against Miami of Ohio. Then the Cream Crimson matchup Friday at 4 o'clock. That'll actually be the first preseason Bloomington viewing of the field hockey squad. Sherry Dunbar Cruzan's volleyballers will hold their annual Cream Crimson get-together Saturday night at 5 o'clock at UGym. In the Wilson football camp, two-a-days continuing and kicking off another week. Couple of close scrimmages this week. Tuesday with the Big Ten officials coming to town. Also Saturday at noon, Ron Helmer's men and women cross-country teams, they report in today for fall camp. Well, reps, and more reps. The second of four preseason games Saturday night, Lucas Oil Stadium, as the Colts take on the Chicago Bears. They lost the preseason opener in Philly yesterday, 36-10. To read a lot into this. I mean, several Colts starters didn't play, including newly signed T.Y. Hilton. Frank Gore didn't play. Neither did Devontae Davis. Andrew Luck, 5-for-6, has played a series or two, 43 yards. Going racing on a Monday, third career win at Michigan. He kind of owns the track. Matt Kenseth, he was dominating Sunday, leading 146 of the 200 laps. His third win this year and his second in two races on the Sprint Cup beat. Kevin Harvick and Martin Truex Jr., second and third, respectively. Reds are off tonight. They'll open up a series with Kansas City Tuesday, 7 o'clock, and that'll be preceded as we return to Yogi's tomorrow night. Sports Talk, IHSA Commissioner Bobby Cox helping us kick off the high school football season, along with Dr. Jeffrey Smithers, orthopedic surgeon of Southern Indiana. We'll be discussing concussions and even having a special guest lined up for you starting at 6 o'clock as we return Sports Talk to Yogis Tuesday night. Don't forget Dave and Terry tonight in the Zone, 6 o'clock, and your phone calls lifting off your sports week.
Yeah, Reds got off to a good start in Los Angeles. Joe couldn't keep up any of the momentum. Their young pitchers didn't get some help when they needed to at the plate, and it's been a tough one for the Reds, and it doesn't get any easier on Tuesday as they welcome Kansas City. Kansas City just a 12-game lead in the American League Central. Jason Day is your PGA champion.
He is indeed.
Boy, tore that course to shreds. How good is he? When you hit it as long as he does and as straight as he does, and then you make a few putts like he does, there's no reason why he can't win more of these. It's hard to win the first one, Joe, but now the pressure's off, and you just wonder if he's going to join that pair at the top, now led by number one Jordan Spieth. Rory McIlroy drops to number two, Jason Day on his way up. He's only, what, 27? My goodness. McIlroy's 26. Spieth is 22. Yeah. You always wonder, is the golf in good hands? Well, Phil Mickelson was tied for 18th, and Tiger Woods was nowhere to be found. It sounds like it's in pretty good hands.
Still a sprinkling of regular season events left before the FedEx Cup.
Uno. Yeah. That's it. And they're in Sedgefield at the Wyndham Championship this weekend before the playoffs begin. Top 125 will get in. We'll take a look at that a little later in the week, make sure that all the Hoosier boys are covered up for any of that. Joe, great job as always. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night back at Yogi's. Our annual pilgrimage begins for the 2015-16 school year with my good friend, the commissioner of the IHSA, Bobby Cox. Fun stuff, so we'll see you tomorrow night at Yogi's.
All right, we'll be there. Have a great week, guys.
Have a great week, Joe.